We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Penguins, Flyers, Keith Jones coming up at 11:25 to talk about that game. Never shy with an opinion. Where is this rivalry right now, Ron? I think it was Claude Giroux who said yesterday to Philly reporters that it's not quite what it was, say, 10 years ago or when they played their crazy series. What year was that? 2012, something like that.
When the Penguins turned into the Flyers with their goonism, right?
Yes. At the same time, that series was incredible hockey.
That's when Laviolette was the coach, correct?
Yes.
And said the best player in the world's Claude Giroux.
Yes.
Penguin fans didn't like that, nor did Sidney Crosby. No, I don't think it is what it used to be, because basically the Flyers haven't been very good for a long time. Now they have that Pittsburgh connection with Mike Therrien and Mike Yeo on their bench as assistant coaches. And the Penguins played them early in the season, real early, beat them 7-1 at the arena. I was there that night. They really took it to them. I don't know that it's going to be 7-1 tonight, but I look forward to it. As always, because it is still Penguins Flyers.
So do I, and stuff still happens that, well, the Penguins certainly don't like. I mean, it was just last year that Letang got hurt. Remember that? You had Simmons hit Dumoulin in the outdoor game, and then you had the weird little collision with Letang and Gostisbehere. You remember that, Ron?
I do.
I don't think that's set well on either count. So I think it's still plenty spicy.
Oh, it is.
I think we've hit a little bit of a lull in terms of rivalries in this town. Pitt-Penn State is done probably forever. Pitt-West Virginia and football gets started, but not next year. Or when is it? A couple of years?
Three years?
I don't know.
A couple years, I believe.
They should play every year, and I'm not going to get into that again because I've just...
What I mean, do you think Washington is the Penguins?
I do. I
big
think that
rival
I think
now the, or closest to it.
I think the best rivalry in Pittsburgh sports right now is Penguins Capitals, although you could be forgiven for forgetting about that one since they haven't played yet this season.
How about Steelers Ravens?
That the luster's way off that one, but it could really heat up, I think, next season. For you,
yeah,
what's the best rivalry right now?
Well, I'm still going to say Steelers-Ravens. I just love that game, and the first one here was terrific.
Good game, yeah.
Obviously, the last one when the Ravens didn't play everybody and still beat the Steelers, you know, that was a nothing game. But I'd probably still say the Steelers-Ravens, although I do like the Penguins and Capitals as well. Although I think now it changes, it fluctuates depending on who's good and who isn't. I think the Penguins-Bruins has a chance to be really good come playoff time, because these three games have been very interesting, including, you know, they don't like each other. There's, you know, there's an antagonist on the other team in Marchand. It's just, I think that has a chance to be a tremendous playoff series.
All it takes is one game to spice things up. Who knows, that could be tonight, and then coming out of the break, it's Penguins Flyers. Plus, it helps when the Flyers, I mean, the reason the rivalry's lost its luster a little bit even is because the Flyers stink
a lot.
Good. So with them being better, it has a chance. It's still, believe me, I'm not saying that it's, you know, not a game to look forward to. It's different. It's different than any other game really on the schedule. But I just think that Capitals Penguins has taken over. How about them not playing until February 2nd in the season, Ron?
The Capitals?
Penguins Capitals. They haven't played yet.
Yeah. No, and then they play, what, three or four times?
Four times. Now, that could be the good news, because it could get them geared
you'd
up.
You'd rather see them play those games late, but maybe not all four of them this late.
So you're with me then? The best rivalry right now in Pittsburgh sports is Capitals-Penguins? Or are you saying Ravens-Steelers?
I'm going to go stay with Ravens-Steelers.
I think that one lost a little luster just because of the characters. And I also think Bengals-Steelers, for me at least, surpassed it. But I think it has a chance to make a large comeback next season? And then what about Pitt? Who are Pitt's rivals right now, Ron? The fact that it would take us a minute to think about it is the whole story,
yeah,
right?
I mean, they're not going to play Penn State again. And as you pointed out, West Virginia doesn't start for a while. I'm sorry, I can't get excited about Pitt-Syracuse. I guess that has to be the one, right? Who else?
I guess.
What
about
talking football?
Either. What about basketball? Let's be honest here. The Big East ruined their rivalries. The Big East disappearing for them.
Right.
You know?
And Pitt has been so bad these last few years, although I think they're making great strides and progress with Jeff Capel in year two. But they, you know, they've been the last 3 years pretty much a non-factor, irrelevant around town, right? And now I think Capel's slowly bringing people back. Kudos to him for that.
I think to a large degree, rivalries make sports. I do. You need to have somebody to hate and those games to look forward to, where you have days or weeks to look forward to a certain game. And when you don't have that, I think you lose something, you know? And it feels like a lull right now in rivalries around here. Maybe it'll spice back up tonight. 412-928-9370. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. Keith Jones coming up next hour. Also, Ron, I wanted to ask you about a certain legendary player in baseball who's willing to swallow his pride and go play for somebody else's minor league team. And I think that could, lead into a discussion about end of career moves with players and how we feel about that as fans when we watch Tom Brady, for example. Suppose he does go to Tennessee and he stinks. Does that tarnish a legacy? Let's talk about it coming up on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.